Okay, today is Daf Samach Aleph. We're on Samach Amud Beis. I don't know, about 8 lines down from the bottom. So we're up to where we started this yesterday, but we're going to read it again. Just to get the flow. So anyway, we ended up yesterday saying that Abaya held that if the Mizbeach is broken, you can't eat Katri Katri. Now, obviously, if the Mizbeach is broken, you can't eat Katri Katri. If there's no Mizbeach, you also can't eat Katri Katri. Right. So, Kitzalot Ravin, when Ravin came to Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said, Amar Lishmaisa Kamed of Yirmiya. He said over Abaya's Vart to Rav Yirmiya. Amar, he said, Bavlai Tipshoi, the Babylonians are foolish. Bavlai Tipshoi, Imtal Diyasri Ba'ara Chashocha, they live in a dark land. Therefore, Amri Shmaitza Demechach Shishacha. They say things that are dark, right? By the way, the Pasuk in Eicha, Perek Aleph Pasuk Vav, Perek Gimel Pasuk Vav, that says, V'mechach Hashem Hoshiveni, in the darkness you return me, right? Kim Te'olam, that's Talmud Bavli. Why? Because it didn't have the light of the time in Mishnayos that the Eretz Yisrael did have. But, he says, who am I quoting from? According to the Rigva. However, in the days of, he says, Rabba and Rav Yosef, Abaya and Rava, those are the times when it refers to. When there was darkness, it refers to specifically those generations, which are the later. Abaya and Rava are late, Amorayim, quite late. They're one of the second to last generation of Amorayim. No, exactly. It was the bubble. Is it? The darkness is referred to these people. The darkness.
You think about it. Talmud
Bavli
is
what? We learned Talmud. We'll get to that in a minute. Why we learn Talmud Bavli? We'll get to that in a minute. But Talmud Bavli is called the dark one. Is the darkness that is a reference to these generations? Why? Because that's when there was Shmat. In the earlier generations, there was no Shmat. In the later generations, there was Shmat. Now, how does it start? What does that mean? I'm not sure what that means. But that's what the Ritva says. And that's what Rav Yirmiya said. That. However, by the time Rav Ashi came along, which is only one generation, one and a half, two generations later, the Gemara could say, from the days of Rebbe to Rav Ashi, we never had Torah and Gedula in Makom Echad. How do you square all that? I'm not sure. There's two reasons I learned Talmud Bavli. Number one is Basroi. It's later. Since it's later, it has more authoritative. Right? How does that square with the principle that the earlier people are more holy, right? If the later ones are more authoritative. The reason why the later ones are more authoritative is because they had the opportunity to see the earlier ones and then now learn from it or change it or make it a different psak. Now, that doesn't mean that Rav Moshe Feinstein, since he's later, he's better than the Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't mean that. Right? Doesn't mean that. It means at this Tekufa, the Amroi, the Tanayim, the later ones, we say, are superior to the earlier ones because they saw all the Shitas, and when they decided something, you could take that to the bank. The second reason why we learn it is because it's written much better, it's written much clearer, it's much more thorough. If ever try to read Rishami, it's so terse, so terse. Very, very terse. Very hard to read. And there's less back and forth.
Like we're trying to read Mishnah.
No, it's not. It's written in Aramaic.
And
it's written in Israeli Aramaic. It's a whole different Aramaic. It's Aramaic.
Because you don't understand the language,
because
you don't use it.
Right. The people that learn Yerushalmi claim that it's very, very different. You don't have to know that. What? Right. It was impossible. Now, does that mean to say that if we did Yerushalmi every day instead of Bavli, it would be easier? They think the same. Not true. It would still be harder. That's what they claim. All right. Anyway, look. Where am I up to? Amri Shmaisa Okensa. Lo Shmielahu Hadatanya. Didn't they learn the following brisa? Doesn't Abaya know the following brisa? It says like this: B'shas Siluk Masos. At the time of Siluk Masos. At the time when in the Midbar they would travel, right? At the time they would travel. Kodshim Nifsalin. Kodshim would become Pasul. Look at Rashi. Kodshim Nifsalin. Rashi says three words. Basar kadshe kadshe. That's going to be the question. The question's going to be, how could you tell? Let's see in a minute. Basar kadshe kadshe. How could you tell me? How could Abaya say that kadshe kalim? That kadshe kalim, once his mizbeach is broken, you can no longer eat the kadshe kalim. That's a machlokas tanayim. We're going to see in a minute. Titania, the first price it says, b'shas siluk matos, when they would travel, kadshim nifsalim, the kadshim becomes puzzled, says Rashi, but the kadshim kadshim. Doesn't mention kadshim kalim. Why is Rashi saying that? He says it because of the answer that the Gemara is going to give in a few minutes. Now, the Kasalka Daita, we think right now, the Gemara's Havamina is, the Rekita Eger asked the question, what do you mean we think right now? This is how it's going to end up also. What does Rashi mean by that? But whatever. Kasalka Daita, we think right now, that they feel a kam is Beahu. Because when they would travel, they didn't take a part of the Mizbeah, but they moved it. Right? The Mizbeah was a Kli. It stayed in one place. But when they were traveling, I mean Rashi, right? Mitik Tani, because what they're going to say in a minute, Zavin ha'umitzorah, or Mishtalkin, Zavin, the Zavs and the Mitzorahs were sent out of the Machane, Sh'ein Mitzorah nifnas ledigle ha'shvatim. The Mitzorah couldn't come into the Shvatim. He couldn't come into the camp. It had to be outside. Just like it had to be outside the city of Yerushalayim. Below Zav l'machane l'viyah, no se ha'arom. The Zavim couldn't go to the Machane l'viyah. The ones who carried the Aron, Kidarina l'kamon. Af al-pisha nasa, even though it traveled, Olo Moed Hu, it was still called an Olo Moed. Even though they were traveling, they were not allowed to come where the Levium were. You hear this? Even though it's traveling, there's no Olo Moed here. The whole thing is packed away. Doesn't make a difference. It's still the din of an Olo Moed. Alma, what do you see from here? Nifsalin, it's puzzle. Why is it puzzle? There's no Mizbeach anymore. Dika'ama, lav mishum, the psule yotehu? Not because there's a psul yote. That's not the reason. How's that not the reason? The ha'olmoed chashiv lui. It's still called an olmoed. How do you know it's still called an olmoed? Because the mitzorah can't come when a mitzorah wants to visit his cousin, the lady, his good friend, the lady. He's not allowed to. I was traveling now. There's no mitzvah here. He's packed away. We're traveling here. The answer is, he still can't. So obviously, why can't I eat kachim? Because a yotze, I took it out of the camp. There's no yotze. No, that's not the reason. The reason, I still have a camp. I still have an olmoed. What's the reason? Because there's no more mizbeach. Why? Because it's packed away. Okay? That's one brisa. Okay. Now, Tosfos asks, Tosfos' question is going to be the Gemara's answer, really. Tosfos asks, didn't Rabbi Shmuel yesterday say that, according to him, Kachay Kalim was learned out of Sukkim, Bukhar, Maisa Sheni had all this yesterday? So what do we want from Abaya? What's the Kashan Abaya? Which is basically going to be the Gemara's answer. Anyway, Zavim, I'm continuing in the back of the Gemara. Zavim umetzoraim, Zavim and Mitzoras, Mishtalchim chutz l'machane. They were sent out of the machane. What? Chutz l'machisa, I'm sorry. Chutz l'machisa, outside the machisa. And even though, that's the kicker, even though there's no Olam Moed here, there's no Mishkan, there's nothing here, it's all passed away, it doesn't make a difference. Even though it's traveling, it's still considered as if it's there. Therefore, Mitzorah can't visit his friend the lady. If he can't visit your friend the lady, there's no Isser of Yotze, because it's still there. So why can't he touch him anymore? Because there's no Mizbeah. So what do you see? Exactly what Abaya said. There's no Mizbeah. However, V'tanya Ida, we learned another Braisa that says, V'shnei Mekomos Kachim Ne'achalim. Kachim can be eaten in two places. My lab, doesn't that mean, ha, my lab, doesn't that mean, ha, kadje kachim? The first brisa is talking about kadje kachim, ha, kadje kalim. And the second brisa that just said you can eat it in two places, that's talking about kadje kalim. That what? Kadosh Kalim are not ruined when the Mishkan is taken down. You could still eat them. It's a Kashan Abaya. Isn't that a way to reconcile these two brises? Isn't that a way? Right? Isn't that a way to reconcile two brises? One's talking to the first brise that said, you can't, the Zav and the Mitzvah can't come here. Let's go country. The second brise that said, you can eat it in two places. What's two places? We're going to say in a minute what the two places are. But the kash is going to be, Abai, you see Abai is wrong. The Gemara says, Amaravina, no. Idi v'idi b'kadshei kalim. Both brises are talking about kadshei kalim. They're both talking about kadshei kalim. V'lo kasha. And there's no kasha here, right? V'lo kasha. And there's no kasha between these two brises. Why? Ha, the first brise. So again, we're talking about kadshei kalim. Ha, the first brise is Rabbi Yishmael. The first brise is Rabbi Yishmael. Who held that if the Mizbeach is not here, Kadshei Kalim cannot be eaten? That's exactly what the Brisa said. The Brisa said, Kadjim Nesolim. Kadjim can't be eaten. Rashi said, Kadshei Kadjim. No. That's not what it means. It means Kadshei Kalim. And what? You're not allowed to eat it. Why not? Because the Mizbeach is not here. The second Brisa said, you are allowed to. Ha, Rabbanon. The second Brisa that said, you are allowed to. That's the opinion of the Rabbanon. That what? That said, Kadshei Kalim has nothing to do with the Mizbeach. So Abaya held like the first Brisa, which is his opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Like we had yesterday with Bechor and Maaseh Sheni, the end of the day was, without a Mizbeach, you can't eat Kadshei Kalim. That's the easy part. That's the easy part. That's one answer. The hard part is the next one. But it's not hard. The Ibai Seima. I'll give you another answer. I'll give you another answer to explain the two brises. Really? Ha ba ha, b'kutcha kalim. Really? I'm sorry, b'kutcha kutchim. Really? They're both talking about kutcha kutchim. So this entire exercise had nothing to do with Abaya. So really, there's nothing to do with Abaya. You know why? Both of these are talking about kutcha kutchim. Nobody disputes that. No, everyone says if it's b'kutcha kutchim, you need them as Be'ach. Nobody disputed that. So, Zubon Kachim Kachim, Umay, Shnei Mekomos. What do you mean two places? What did we think it meant beforehand? Beforehand, we think it meant two places, man, when there is a Mizbeah and when there's no Mizbeah. Right? Right? That's what it means officially. Rashi says it. Chad, one means when there is a Mishkan, and one means when they're traveling.
What did he just think? Based on what we learned 2 seconds ago, the
one's
inside the camp, one's outside the camp.
What do you mean inside the camp? No, because you can't even cut your collar outside the camp no matter what. That's a fliyotze. Trying to find a place that's not a fliyotze. That's why. That's the whole kicker. So that's why I thought the two places were. One when there's a Mishkan, and one when there is no Mishkan. Now we say, no. Tomo kachim kachim. What are the two places? Umay shnei makomos. So one place is kodem shiyam du levim et ha-mishkan. Once is before the Levium set up the Mishkan. Ula achar shepirku ha-Levium et ha-Mishkan. And the other one is after the Levium dismantled the Mishkan. Okay? What does that mean? So we're going to learn this big gigantic Rashi. It's very easy, Rashi. And I'll explain it quick. So Rashi says like this. Shnei Mekomos. What are the two places? Lava achar shenasu dinastalik mizbeach ka'amar. We're not talking about after everything is packed away and they're traveling in the desert. That's not what we're talking about. Ella, chad meinayhu, one of them is kidifya, talking about ba'od ha-mishkan natoi kimishpatav. The mishkan's fully functioning, fully built. Everyone's sitting around the mishkan, right? It's working, it's operational, it's there. The chad, and the other one is la'acha shepirku kira kirashim. You know what they did? They took down the kirashim, the kali ha-chatzar, and they took the curtains away. They're packing up. They're getting ready to pack up. But v'adayin ha-mizbeach m'komo. The mizbeach is still standing there. Everything else is gone, but the mizbeach is still there. Why? Rashi is going to tell you that the mizbeach was the last thing packed, or from the last things that were packed. So that's the question. You brought a carbon. Kachikachim. And now they got marching orders. So they start dismantling. They take the curtain off. They take the crush them away. The mishkan, the mizbeach is still there. Why? They didn't get to it yet.
Can you eat it now?
It's a machlokas. One brisa said yes. Oh no, not a machlokas. The answer is yes, you can. What's the answer? The answer is you can. Sorry. The answer is the first brisa said kajer. No, not machlokas.
No, the second
brisa
is talking about it's nachal in both situations.
What? It's nachal in both situations, right? Right. Why?
Because we have to know you have to do
the
Talmud every day. Was there a Talmud every day? Was there a Talmud every day?
Was there a Talmud every day? Was there a Talmud every day? Let's finish the Rashi. The Kodim Shiyamdu HaLevim Et HaMishkan, and when it says over here, before the Levim set up the Mishkan, Lav Daskanachet. That's a very imprecise way of saying it. Right, what does it mean? My name is Kodim Shiyamdu HaLevim Et HaMishkan. That's very imprecise. Rashi says it. Chada, first of all, Delo Mishkachla Shahare Kodim Shi. I'm sorry, because the Levim and the Mishkan did not have a lav dafkanakat. That's imprecise. Why? Chada, first of all, the lo mishkachla, it didn't happen like that. Shari kodem sheyitnu b'nei kas, no seham mizbechos, before the b'nei kas, who were the ones who carried the mizbeach, traveled, hayu chonin b'nei gershon umarari, no seham mishkan umakimin also. B'nei gershon and umarari would first travel first, they would stop first, they would set up the Mishkan, they would set up the Mishkan first. The notes in B'nei Gershon and Rari achar degel echad. And when they would travel, first Yehuda would travel, then Gershon and Merari would travel. U'b'nei Kahas achar shnei degalim. And B'nei Kahas would travel after that. Kedei shihu kodmin B'nei Gershon b'chaniyasin u'ba'amidasin et ha-mishkan l'fnei ba'b'nei Kahas. So Kahas came after them and left after them. So the Mishkan was always put together or removed before they got there. That's what Rashi said. Kedetziv atzar matzah degel b'nei Yehuda v'hu v'ed ha-mishkan. V'achash nek d'golim tziv v'nozu ha-kahasim nozu ha-mikdash t'haynu aron mizbeach klesharet. So Kahas always got there after everything was built. And they always left after everything was taken down. V'hikivu b'nei Gershon et ha-mishkan.
They wrapped everything up after the Mishkan was dismantled?
Doesn't
make any sense.
No, in other words,
they dismantled it first. I don't know about the covering.
Yeah, so that I don't know. That I don't know. I'm not talking about the covering. We're talking about removing it. So Rashi, that I don't know. I don't know. Good question. They took down everything and the orange in plain view.
Probably not.
Probably not. I don't know. But anyway, he says like this: Vakahat vaikimu b'nei kahat as a mishkan albom shal b'nei kahat. They would put together the mishkan before b'nei kahat got there to put the kelim in. How they put the kelim in, no one should see. That I don't know. The ode, or says Rashi, im b'shashina with a seder mekomos lay. Do you want to tell me they did it out of order? What they did it out of order? That's what I'm telling me. Heichi shachte karbanos kodem shiyamdu ha-mishkan. How can they shachte karbanos before the mishkan's there? Ha-amrinan be'ezim ha-komon. It says in ezim ha-komon. Sheshlamim sheshachton kodem shiyamdu ha-vim. Tzulim. If the shachting is done before the mishkan is put together, it's possible. So how'd that happen? Says Rashi, that could never happen. Then Rashi says, be'igar tzidun le moki lo b'shishin v'sit. If you want to answer that, they said they changed the order. Say they changed the order, they put the mizbeach there first, and they shechted before the mishkan got there. Who the age of Makoman, they're thinking, I'll do that. Maybe that's Shalom Adapta Kamar, it's only a Shalom that's a problem. Only the Shalom is a problem, nothing else. By the way, it's one of Tulsa's big problems. How can Rashi say that? It's not true. It applies to every carbon. Actually, brings up the carbon tongue, like he said. So, that's the answer. Really, this has nothing to do with Abaya. Don't cut your kachim. Aye, what's the issue? The issue is, were you allowed to eat kachim when the Mishkan was gone, but the Mizbeach was still standing there? Is that considered the Mishkan or not? That's a question. Okay, it's a machlokes about that. Nothing to do with Abaya. Now the tema. I would have said, if so lahu biyote, maybe it should be puzzle by removing it. It's called yote. Kamash Malon, that's not Yotze. So if it's not Yotze, what is it? Oh, you know what it is? There's no Mishkan here. That's the problem. Not Yotze. Aye, the Eima Hachinami. And maybe it is Yotze. Why shouldn't there be a problem of Yotze? You can't take this meat wherever you want. The Gemara says, Amar Kra. No, it says in the Pasuk, Benasa Ohel Moed, that the Ohel Moed traveled. Afal Pi Shanasa Ohel Shanasa, even though it traveled, Ohel Moed, who, it still was called Ohel Moed. Right? It still was called Ohel Moed.
So
right, so if somebody's a Metzorah and he wanted to go to the Machane Levi to visit his friend, he was not allowed to go. Ah, they're traveling? So there's no Mishkan, there's no Machanos? No, there still is. Even though they're traveling, and even though the Mishkan's packed away. The Mizbeah? That's a separate question. Okay? It's a technical issue. Which, on a thing that never came up, because we don't live in the Mishkan anymore. That's what the Gemara said.
Wasn't there still a receptacle when we traveled?
Could have been.
I
know. Now we're going to have a whole Amid now. What did the Mizbeah from Shiloh look like? Ready for this? Amar Vuna Marav. Mizbeah Shel Shiloh. The Mizbeah of Shiloh. So, 1 minute introduction. When the Bnei Yisrael entered the land of Israel with Yehoshua ben Nun, it took 14 years to conquer and divide the land. During those 14 years, the Mizbeach stayed at a place called Gilgal. Okay? After that, it was taken to Shiloh, where it stood there for 369 years. That was actually not a tent. They actually built the building. 369 years. Then, the Pelishtim took it. Shiloh was destroyed. The Pelishtim took the Aron. I don't know how long they took it. So I think it's a machloka. A few years, whatever. What?
Not many
years. Then it was in Nov and Givon, I think for 50 some odd years. Then Shlomo came and built the Beit HaMikdash. Okay? Yeah, a long time. Over 400 years. Now, every time the Mishkan was somewhere, except for Shiloh, except for those 369 years, all the other years, the first 14, Nov and Givon, you were allowed to bring Bamos. Bamos were Mutter. Once, during Shiloh, they were not Mutter. And once the Beit HaMikdash was built, they're Asa forever. Okay? Even though the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, you still can't bring any more Bamos. No more Kavalanos in your backyard. So, Mizbeach Shel Shiloh, says the Gemara, the Mizbeach that was in Shiloh for 369 years, we're having a discussion now on something that was for 369 years. Right? Shalavanim haya. It was made out of avanim. Tanya, the blood of Yaakov Omer, matam ad lomer avanim, 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 shalosh ba'amim. Why does the Torah say three times that the Mizbeach has to be made out of stone? Rashi tells you the three times. One's in Parshat Yisro, the Mizbeach avanim ta'aseli. The if here doesn't mean if, not if you make a Mizbeach. When you make a Mizbeach, make sure it's made out of stone. Next one is in Parshat, I don't know, Kisavo, the end of the Devarim, where it says, Bahaya, Ba'avrachem, it's a Yardain, Ubunis Hashem, Mizbeach Hashem, Lokecha, Mizbeach Abonim, make sure it's made out of stone. And the third one is also over there, Abonim Shlemos, Tivnez, Mizbeach Hashem, make sure it's made out of stone. Why three times? Echad Shel Shiloh, one for Shiloh, the Echad Shel Nov, the Givon, one for Nov and Givon, says Rashi, Chad, Chosh, it's in the first skinny line. That's counted as one zman. Why? The Shnehem Bama the Einon Kedushim, because Bama was permitted by both of them, and it was in the Einon Kedushim. There's no holiness. And the third one, what?
Temporary,
right. And the third one is Ubeis Olamim, in the Beit HaMikdash. Okay? I saw Kasha, you know, Rashi says in the Parshas Vayigash, that when Yosef met Binyamin, Yosef cried on Binyamin's shoulder, and Binyamin cried on Yosef's shoulder. Says Rashi, why they cry? Because Shiloh and the Beit HaMikdash were going to be destroyed in each other's portion. Right? What about Nov and Givon? So, by the way, there's a whole concept about that. Here's the question, where was Shiloh? Shiloh was not in Yosef's portion. It was in Binyamin's also. Everything was in Binyamin's. Everything was in Binyamin's portion. What's Yosef crying for? What's Binyamin crying for? For his own portion. Right? So you could say, Nov and Givon was not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing because it led to the Beit HaMikdash. It wasn't destroyed. In other words, it was temporary. Well, so was Shiloh. Shiloh was destroyed by the Pelishtim.
Shiloh was destroyed.
Then he cried because it was going to be destroyed. No, but he cried to him, and he cried to him. Okay. Masiv, someone, I'm looking for an answer to that question. Masiv Rav Acha Barami. Eish yard min hashamayim, bimei Moshe, the fire that descended from heaven during the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, lo nistalka miyal mizbech hanachoshes el bimei Shlomo. It never got extinguished. It never got extinguished. Elabi Mei Shlomo. When did that fire get extinguished? During Shlomo's time. It started in the Mishkan. For 40 years it was there. For 14 years it was in Gizel. For 369, it still was going. Until Shlomo came along. Okay? Asks Rashi. Rashi asks this question. What about when they traveled? The fire was burning when they traveled? Says Rashi, yes. Rashi says, it's the next Rashi, Bishad. What? So Rashi says, Bishad Matzos, when they traveled, Kofin Olav Pesachter, they covered it with some kind of, I don't know what a Pesachter means, some kind of covering. Umanichin Osa Bimkoma. They left the fire where it is, but they covered it, so it shouldn't, right, they covered it. With some kind of cover, right? Rashi was bothered with that. Such a practical, Rashi usually doesn't comment on these types of things, right? Everybody just nods, oh, okay, the fire was there from Moshe to Shlomo. Everybody nods their head. And Rashi says, wait a minute, what about when they traveled? Right? The Eish Yardim, you made Shlomo, and the fire that descended from the time of Shlomo, Lo Nistalka, did not get extinguished Ad Sheba Menashe, until Menashe came, the Vistilka, it got extinguished. Menashe was so wicked, he was one of the kings, right? He was the son of Chizkiyahu. He was so wicked that the fire went out during his time, during his reign. That's how wicked he was. Now, the Im Issa.
Was it the same as that the whole time?
What?
Was it the same as that?
It's exactly the Gemara's question. The Im Issa. And if it's true that the Mizbeach in Shiloh was made out of stone, then Meikaruhu the Salak lay. It went out long before this. It went out long before Shlomo's time. Why?
Because of the fire from
Moshe. It's not the Brisa. The Brisa is the same fire from Moshe Rabbeinu. It was the same fire till Shlomo. I would have said, well, it's the same as Mizbeach that was in Shiloh. The same as Mizbeach in... No. We said the Mizbeach in Shiloh was made out of stone. The Mizbeach in Moshe was made out of wood, yeah, covered with copper. It's not the same as Mizbeach.
What happened with the foot? They traveled the same thing. There's no fire on the Mizbeach.
What do you mean? The Rashi just said they covered it.
They covered it. So
the fire was burning.
Right.
But they covered it.
Yeah.
They covered it with a fireproof.
So when they transferred the Mizbeach...
So who said that? Who said that?
A lot better.
What?
Two's question is a lot better.
What's Two's question?
He said, what happened when they destroyed the Shiloh?
Yeah.
What?
Did it so burning when the was taken by the Zishan?
Maybe. No, but it's the same question.
It was fire.
Two's asking the same question. Same question.
No. The difference is, you can explain how you can transfer Ish, theoretically, from Moshe's Mizbeach to the stone Mizbeach.
Scoop it up and throw it in the other
one. Exactly. If you scoop up the ball,
how
do you
scoop it?
Yeah.
Right. I hear you.
Unless you hold it, she was destroyed.
Hmm?
Yeah.
She was destroyed.
Yeah.
The Mizbeach could have been there.
The fire was still going.
But they had a Mishkan in Novin and Givon.
That was afterwards.
Right.
You're telling me even though she was destroyed, somehow, yeah, the Eish of the Mizbeach was still going on all the time?
Well, everyone here said... But everyone here said the fire from the Mishkan was transferred to Shiloh. Who said that? You said that. That's not what it says. He says the fire was transferred from the Mizbeach of Moshe to Shiloh. Well, no one said that. The question is, the Brisa says the fire lasted from Moshe to Shlomo. But now we see that in Shiloh the Mizbeach was made out of stone. So how's it all jive? So, who the Amar care of nothing? They hold like Rav Nathan, the Tanya, Rav Nathan Omer, Rav Nathan said, Mizbeach shal Shiloh shal nechoshes haya. It was the same Mizbeach, cholul umole avonim. They hollowed it out and replaced it with stone. The same Mizbeach. While the fire was burning. Right. Right? Right, does that make sense? Is that what it says? No, it's just the opposite.
Does it make sense?
No, Mizbeach shal Shiloh shal nechoshes haya. The Mizbeach in Shiloh was made out of Nechoshet. Cholol umalei avonim. Right? It's the same as Mizbeach? What?
I'm not trying to figure this out.
Right.
One second, another answer.
My lo nistalka. What does it mean the fire never went out? Lo nistalka libatala. It never went out completely. My he, what does that mean? Rabbanan Amri, Shaviva Haya Mishadra. It would give off sparks. In other words, what it's saying is that two mizbeach. They built the stone mizbeach, and the one for Moshe was still there. It was a secondary mizbeach, and it gave off sparks. Rav Papa Amar Ushpiza Havinakat. It was like a host. Vizimnen Hacha, Vizimnen Hacha. Sometimes they would use the mizbeach of stone, and sometimes they would use the mizbeach of Moshe.
Right.
Okay.
Now. They can't supply firewood for them. That's what they,
right? Right. Right.
It was a miracle.
We're going to get to that in a minute. We're going to do it. Papa Amar, I'm sorry, Tanan Hassan. We learned over there, over where? The Masechtas Midot. Kisha'ol b'nei Hagola, when they came back to build the second Beit HaMikdash, Hasifu olav dalat amos min ha-darom v'dalat amos min ha-mayrov. They made it 4 amos from the darom, 4 amos from the mayrov, kimin gamma, like the Greek letter gamma. What's that? Says Rashi. Gimel Yevonis, a Greek Gimel, Asuya Kimin Kaf Peshuta, which looks like a kaf, they call that a kaf sofit, an endikaf, right, which is basically it looks like a half a square, right, a 90 degree angle, a gamma. Rashi says it's a Kimin Kaf. Where am I? Kizifrish is Darma Myra. Someone asked a brilliant question. Why didn't the Gemara say it looked like a kaf peshuta? Why did the Gemara use a Greek letter? The Rashi has to tell you, by the way, it's a kaf peshuta. Also, they asked on Rashi, why didn't Rashi say it looks like a resh or a dalet?
Because it's a type of letter.
What do you mean?
The old
resh and a resh and a...
What?
Resh would work. Some no, so, listen to this. Don't some say based on this Rashi, an end of chaf in the Sefer Torah is written. The top line is straight, and then the bottom line is on a point. No, we don't do it like that. We write it a curve. It's a curve, just like a small chaf is curved. So to the end of chaf is curved. Some held based on this Rashi. The reason why Rashi didn't say a resh is because it has to be pointed, just like a gamma. Some say the reason why it doesn't say gamma, the reason why we use the gamma as opposed to a Jewish letter, is because we don't use Jewish letters for non-holy things. But this is a holy thing. The question is far better than the answer. I'm looking for an answer.
It's not the Gemara, right?
Why did the Gemara do that? Why did the Gemara tell you that if there's no other letter like it, they have to tell you what it looked like? I understand. But if there's another letter like it in Hebrew, why not mention the Hebrew letter? So I think the answer is, I think someone said, because a gamma, I don't know what a gamma looks like. Yes, it looks like an L, right? Like a letter L. It looks like a letter L. But how does it look? The same way as a resh? No. It's not written like that. It's written the other way to tell you that the extra adding on in the mizbeach was the other direction.
Southwest.
That's southwest, more like a gamma, which would make a lot of sense. We would love to use a Hebrew letter. But we don't want to be imprecise. We want to be exactly precise. We want to know exactly where that extra space was, so we're using a gamma.
Upside down, right?
So maybe too confusing, so I'll say again. What? Anyway.
Old script versus new script. The old script, Moshe's time was different than new.
Right, right. But not at this time. Not at Rashi's time. Anyway, my timer, why? Why do you have to make the mizbeach bigger? Amar Ravashi, Amar Fiyose, which is the low suffix. It wasn't big, there wasn't enough room. There was too many people. Amar Le'abayit, wait a minute. How could that be possible? Tashta, Mikdash Rishon, Dixiv Bey, Yehuda, Yisrael, Rab, Dikhal, Asher, Asasayam, Yehuda and Yisrael were so large, you couldn't even count them. Like the seashore, Mikdash Sheni, but by the second Mikdash, Dixiv Bey, Kol HaKahal, Ke'echar, Arba, Ruba, Lo Sifik. It was a fragment. Now you tell me it wasn't enough? Answer is, Amalei, Hasav Eish Shal Shemayim Nitziatan, the Eish of heaven helped out, so they didn't need so much space, because the Eish, the fire of heaven, burned things much faster. Hacha Ein Eish Shal Shemayim Nitziatan, here the fire of heaven did not come, it was one of the five things that were missing in the second Beit HaMikdash, there was no fire from heaven, therefore, they needed more space, to get more fire, to burn more kavanah. After the Svat Emes, did that come? Svat Emes is your text today? Oh, very nice. We'll save the shame of Svat Emes. After Svat Emes, to how come in the third Beit HaMikdash, when there will be a fire from heaven, how come the Mikdash is going to be so big? What is it going to be the for? No, that's not his answer. His answer is, so what? The fire of heaven is going to help out. The answer is because we don't go down inside. Once it's this size, we don't go down. This is the size of the second mission, it's not going down. Right? Does it go inferior? No. Only goes better.
No downsizing.
No downsizing in the Beit HaMikdash, right? Kiyata Ravin Amar Shimon Ben Pazi Mishon Bar Kapara. No, Shitin Hosifu. What they added on was the Shitin. The Shitin were those holes that they would pour the Nesachim and the wine on Sukkot, and they would travel down into the netherworld, right? Meikara Savor, first they thought, Mizbeach Adama, Shahaya Otum Ba'adama. They should be stuffed up with Adama. What does it mean, stuffed up with Adama? So when you would pour the wine on the Mizbeach, it has nowhere to go. So where did it go? It spilled out onto the floor. Ulubasol Savor, Shtia Kahila, Ma Mizbeach Adama, Shi Mechubor Ba'adama. It's attached. Shalo Yivnenu, it shouldn't be built. Lo Agave Kipin, not on keeping our domes, like, you know, crutches, arches. Lo Agave Mechilos, not on tunnels, whatever. So what do you see? So too, they decided that it should be hollow. So too, they hollowed it out. They also increased the area to build these sheets in, these holes, where they would pour the wine, and they would go down, and who knows where they went down. What? What? The Rav HaKidro, yeah?
Right.
So that's why the second Beit HaMikdash. So that's why they had to build. Yeah, the second. That's why they made it bigger to accommodate the Shishin. All right. We'll stop here. We'll resume tomorrow.
By the way, no matter how short the daven, you still finish the same time.